A great many people have written in over the last few months to ask how our cat is getting along with the daughter we brought home last spring from China. Well, 20 or so people at any rate, but holidays bring home these thoughts too. No doubt about it, we were worried that our cat, Leona, would react with what can only be called sibling rivalry. She had every reason to feel that she was the dearest little being in the world to us, if not exactly our baby. Leona slept next to our hearts. We carried her in our arms. She'd been abandoned in a basement apartment on 25th Street by three interns from the British consulate, and so we bedecked the space around her food bowl with the Union Jack, Manchester United pennants, and pictures of Dave Beckham, Queen Elizabeth, and Tony Blair. On someone's advice, we put up our daughter's crib and changing table before we brought her back home so Leona could get used to their presence. She began to frolic in the crib and nap on the changing mat, so we had a new worry that when we brought home our baby, Leona would consider her all the more an intruder. But against all prediction, Leona has received our daughter, Elise, with sisterly, sometimes even maternal, affection. She licks her head when she sleeps. She shares Cheerios from our daughter's bowl and liver treats from her own. They romp after balloons together, eat yogurt and ice cream from the same spoon, and teethe on the same toys. Elise makes herself giggle by tickling her nose in Leona's fur. When Elise, meaning only to register love and fascination, thwaps Leona on her head, Leona just shrugs, as much as one can while standing on 4 feet, as if to say, "She's a baby. What do you expect?" Now, I won't use a human word like empathy to describe Leona's feelings for Elise, but I do think our cat senses how precious our daughter is to us and wants to share in that warmth. She seems to know that her antics and affection have a role in enriching our daughter's life, too. This week I woke up in the middle of the night and realized that Leona was missing from my shoulder. I bounded out of bed and searched for her in all the usual spots with growing alarm. She wasn't snoozing atop my smelliest gym shoes or surveying the city from the corner of my desk. I was just about to wake my wife to join the search. I would have called out the Department of Homeland Security, but I looked down to where our daughter was sleeping and saw Leona, all curled up beside her. Suddenly, I was the only one feeling a little jealous that I wasn't curled up with them. Our small Cockney street cat and our little girl from China, adopted, at home, at rest.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot